It's my bucket!
Stop running, you insect!
Hiya, Fred. Meet my new watchdog, Buzzsaw.
New watchdog?
Oh, yeah, he's wonderful. He instinctively knows when somebody don't like me, and then he chases them.
Hello? Oh, yes. Okay, I'll tell him.
Who was it?
Barney.
What does he want?
He says you borrowed his watchdog. He wants it back.
Here they come, ladies and gentlemen, approaching the 18th tee. The finalists, Ben Boulder and Fred Flintstone. It's been a nip and tuck battle all the way. Fred Flintstone is still leading by 2 strokes. The winner will get the trophy and be the champion of the annual tournament given by the Loyal Order of Dinosaurs. All right, it's Ben's honor, and he's ready to tee off. A beautiful shot right down the middle of the fairway. Now, here is a diagram of this 460-yard par 4 hole. And here's the distance traveled by Ben Boulder's great tee shot, putting him in perfect position for his second shot.
Wilma! Wilma!
Hi, Betty.
Are you listening to the tournament?
I wouldn't dare not listen.
Isn't it exciting?
Well, I hope Fred wins, but I can take it or leave it. You know, if Fred wins, I'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah, and if Fred loses, you'll never hear the end of it.
And here's Fred Flintstone. Very cool. He's got a tough shot to beat. Uh-oh. He hit that one real fat. Well, here's Fred Flintstone set to tee off again. And Fred's a little nervous. Just a little. He knows he has his work cut out for him. Uh-oh. Flintstone's hit a screaming line drive. It looks like Flintstone's in trouble. Back to the diagram for a look at the path of this ridiculous, impossible shot. This is a big decision for Fred Flintstone. The question is, should he take a penalty stroke or should he... Well, how about that? Flintstone is going to play it where it lies. We have just seen the greatest shot ever made. The ball's heading straight for the green and passed right over it. Too bad. More hard luck for Fred Flintstone. A lot depends on Ben Boulder's next shot. And it's a beauty. Fred Flintstone needs a miracle to pull this game out of the fire. And he's going to give it that old college try. One thing about Flintstone, he's a fighter who doesn't know the meaning of the word quit. This is a tense moment, folks.
It's in! It's in! Ladies and gentlemen!
Listen!
Nothing like this has ever happened before. A sensational finish. Fred Flintstone, the new champion, is walking toward the chairman of the tournament committee to receive the cup, and they've never had a more deserving champion. Wait a minute. Something's up. Barney Rubble, president of the lodge, apparently wants to take the cup away from Fred Flintstone.
Don't tell me they're at it again.
They've never quit.
Oh, this is unbelievable. They're struggling over the cup. Let's ask one of the other members what this is all about. You, sir.
Who, me?
Yes. Could you tell us what this is all about?
Well, it all goes back to a meeting a month ago when the lodge was holding its annual election of officers.
We will now proceed with the election of the president. You will all vote for either Fred Flintstone or Barney Rubble.
Mr. Chairman!
What is it, Brother Flintstone?
Well, as you know, I've been lodge president 3 times, and although greatly honored, I would like to withdraw and move that Barney Rubble be elected unanimously.
Me?
Me? Me?
Second emotion! Yeah!
Speak! Come on, pal, speak!
Oh, gee, this is the greatest day of my life. What an honor. And the man I have to thank for it is Fred Flintstone, my bosom buddy, close friend and lifelong pal.
Oh, buddy. Cut it out.
I promised to be a good president and put the lodge back on its feet financially. And there's only one way to do it, by collecting back dues. And believe me, that's what I'm gonna do.
That's the way to talk, Pres. Big cheers for Barney Rubble.
And that's what led up to the fuss taking place between Fred and Barney now.
You mean it has something to do with back dues?
You get the picture.
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, yes, I do.
What's the big idea trying to take my cup? I won the tournament.
And that makes no difference. It says in the bylaw, section 42, no member shall be entitled to receive a trophy unless his dues are paid up to date.
I'm only a month overdue.
Makes no difference. A month is a month.
And a thankless friend is a thankless friend. And any lodge you're a member of, I don't want any part of. And that goes for the cup, too.
Rules are rules. No dues, no trophy.
Oh, my pointy head.
What about Fred? Is he still on the rampage?
Worse than ever. Barney's name can't be mentioned in our house. Not only
Wilma,
that...
Wilma!
Uh-oh.
Wilma, I would like to speak to you.
I see what you mean, but it can't last forever.
Now listen, Fred.
You listen to me. Barney Rubble is my enemy. Betty is married to him. That makes her my enemy, and...
Oh, Fred.
I don't want you talking to the enemy.
Hi, Wilma. What's new on the Western Front?
The general has had a setback. He wants to move, but he can't find a house he can afford.
Well, Barney's starting to get a little steamed up, too.
He might just as well blow a gasket. I have to deliver an ultimatum.
Ultimatum who?
Fred wants everything back that, quote, that no good scrounger has borrowed over the years, unquote.
Well, come on in, Wilma, and help yourself.
Do I need a flag of truce?
At you, Wilma?
Yes, Fred.
Where's all the stuff?
Here's all the stuff.
You mean that can opener is all the stuff he borrowed?
Yep.
Did you look in the attic?
Yep.
In the garage?
Yep.
In the cellar?
Yep.
The sneak. He must have buried everything else. That's the answer.
I like the food over at the Rubbles better.
Brad.
Yeah?
Barney wants all his stuff back.
Oh, he does he? Well, you can tell him for me.
Any sign yet? Is Fred bringing back my stuff?
I don't see anything. Not a creature is stirring.
Not even a fat mouse like Fred Flintstone?
Hold it. Here comes a message.
What's it say? What's it say?
Don't rush me. Don't rush me. It says, Dear Betty, Fred says that if Barney sets foot on Fred's property, he'll cool him. That doesn't make sense. No, wait a minute. Not he'll cool him. He'll kill him.
Oh, sure. That makes sense. That makes sense. Well, he's not scaring me.
Now, Barney.
What's mine is mine, and I intend to get it. Will you relax, Betty? He won't lay a hand on me. I'm too fast, and he's too fat. Well, arrivederci.
Barney, be careful.
Don't worry. But, check and see if I paid my last insurance premium, just in case, you know.
Hoo-hoo-hoo! There's my bucket!
And just where are you going with my property?
Your property? This is my bucket!
You are overlooking one little detail. The water in that bucket happens to belong to me.
I'm sorry, Fred. Here you are.
I'll murderize you!
It's my bucket! It's my bucket!
Stop running, you insect!
Hiya, Fred. Meet my new watchdog, Buzzsaw.
new watchdog?
Oh, yeah, he's wonderful. He instinctively knows when somebody don't like me. And then he chases them.
Good dog.
Let's see. V-E-V-E-V-E-E-T. Veterinarian.
Will you hurry up, Wilma?
Oh, here it is. Hello? Oh, yes. Okay, I'll tell him.
Who was it?
Barney.
What does he want?
He says you borrowed his watchdog. He wants it back. Fred.
Yeah?
Why don't you pay your back dues? Then you could get your cup, we could sign a peace treaty with the rebels, and live more neighborly ever after.
Peace treaty? Just when I'm planning a counterattack?
Okay. It was just an idea.
Hoo-hoo-hoo! I see some more of my property.
Let's see. Maybe I could turn the hose on him tonight while he's sleeping.
So sorry. My ball. Deuced nuisance, but my club, you know. T2.
I'll beat a T2 on your head if I ever get you. Uh-oh.
Will you try being friendly just for me? Go over and give Fred the cup. Then ask him in a nice way to give you the dues he owes.
Well, I'll try it, but you know, Fred, it won't work.
I just know it'll work. Fred's really sentimental. When he sees the cup, he'll soften up. And when Barney goes into that close friend, bosom buddy, lifelong pal, Fred will break down and cry. In fact, Barney will break down and cry, too, if I know him. Oh, they're a couple of sentimental guys. They really love each other. That you, Barney?
I told you it wouldn't work.
The nerve of that little molecule knocks on my door and says, give me the dues, you cheapskate, or you don't get the cup. He got the cup, all right.
Yeah, Barney? What do you want?
My hammock. What else?
That's as far as you go, Buster. I am going to tell you once and only once. Let go of that hammock.
Okay.
What are you doing in the refrigerator?
Never mind. Pass me the salt.
Hi, Betty. No, no break in the Cold War yet. In fact, it's getting a little chillier.
I don't believe it. He called the Missing Link Fence Company and ordered a solid fence 40 feet long and 80 feet high. What did they say?
Well, they told him what it would cost, and he said forget it. Then he went out to get an estimate on a moat. Here he comes. Bye.
You home, Wilma?
Right here, Fred. What's all that stuff?
I'm throwing a little party.
Well, I'm glad to hear we're having some fun around here for a change. Who's coming?
Just a few of the boys.
Boys? Like who?
Like Joe Rockhead.
Joe Rockhead? That loudmouth? You hate him.
Yeah, I know, but he's just right for the party.
Who else?
Malcolm Quartz.
That big show-off? Last time he was here, he broke a lamp.
He's just right for the party.
And who else?
Eddie, Sam, Pete. You know the one that likes to dance with you all the time?
I know him well. Leadfoot Charlie. What's the matter? Did they close the pool hall?
Droll. Very droll. But I'll ignore it. For your information, this party's gonna be like Mardi Gras, New Year's Eve.
I don't get it.
Simple. You know how Rubble loves parties? When he hears the racket and smells that steak barbecue, he'll go out of his mind.
That'll make two of us.
He'll be sorry he ever started up with me. Come on, Wilma, let's get the party on the road. Start making sandwiches. Whoopee, whoopee, yappa-dappa-doo. All right, fellas, all together. What's the matter with Flintstone? He's all right.
A little louder. I want Rubble to hear it.
What's the matter with Flintstone? He's all right.
Hey, Fred, you sure know how to throw a party.
Thanks, Charlie. Having a good time, Wilma?
Yippee.
I'll change the record for you. Come on, let's keep this party going.
And a boy, Fred.
Hold it, Mac. Thanks.
Don't mention it.
How's that, Charlie?
Great, Fred. I love waltzes.
remember.
Yuck.
What do you say? It is a charcoal ready?
Red hot and ready, Freddy.
Okay, you guys, drop that dinosaur steak on the grill.
One top sirloin for 10. Coming up.
Oh, boy. Wait till Barney gets a whiff of that beauty barbecuing.
Hey, blow some smoke over in Barney's direction, Eddie.
Right, Fred.
It's costing me plenty to make that little shrimp's mouth water, but it's worth it. Whoopee! Come on, let's change the music and snap things up.
Oh, look at that Charlie. What a dancer.
Yeah, Charlie can dance to anything.
Ah, but don't forget, it takes two to tango. And Wilma's the greatest.
Excuse me.
Huh? Sure.
Hello? Hello? You'll have to talk a little louder. Oh, hello. Sure. Sure, I'll take care of it. Bye.
Who was it, Wilma?
It was Betty.
Oh, yeah? I suppose Barney's begging to come to the party. Well, he can beg all he wants to. He can beg on his hands and knees. I'm not inviting him.
Betty just wanted me to leave a note for the milkman, not to bring anything till Monday.
He can beg standing on his head. Monday? What do you mean, Monday?
The rebels are away for the weekend.
You mean that sneak's not home?
Nope.
He's not smelling that steak?
Nope.
He's not here in this party?
Nope, nope.
Watch out with Flintstone, he's all right.
What's the matter with Flintstone? Hold it.
What's the matter with Flintstone?
Hold it. Hold it, please, will you, fellas? Thank you. I interrupt this party for a special announcement.
Good old Fred, what a host.
Hey, what's the announcement, Fred?
Get out! Out, you freeloaders, out! All of you, all cup of your tea, out!
I think it's a great idea.
The only thing that worries me is if they find out that we did it.
Well, I can't take another week of this. I'll try anything.
Okay, let's put Operation Buddy Buddy into work.
It better work or we're dead.
A ruby doo doo and a shooby dooby doo. Betty! Yoo-hoo!
I'm in here, Barney.
Fred finally gave up.
What do you mean?
He paid up his back dues, and he's a member in good standing again.
Well, isn't that nice? But you know something, Barney? When you see Fred, I wouldn't mention anything about it.
Oh, sure. I get it. You know me. Tactful. Diplomatic.
And president of the lodge.
Yeah. Wilma!
Yes, Fred?
Ta-da!
Fred, you got the cup. How did it happen?
They just handed me the cup and didn't say a word about the dues. But I know it's Barney's doing.
Barney?
Sure, the poor little guy. He knows he can't get along without me. President of the lodge without me to advise him, he had to get me back. I'll bet he talked them into giving me an honorary membership.
Fred, don't mention anything about it when you see him. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure. I know what you mean. You know me, tactful, diplomatic.
And you got the cup.
Yeah. Ain't it a beauty? You know, I think I'll show Barney how a big man behaves. I'll go over and see him.
I'll go with you. But remember...
Don't worry. Not a word. Well, Brother Barney, how are things at the lodge?
Well, could be better, Brother Fred.
Yes, I know, but I'll give you a hand.
Say, I'm glad to see the cup on your mantle where it belongs.
Right, with the champ. Where else, Brother Rubble?
Well, naturally, if I had played, I'd have beat your brains out, Brother Flintstone.
You? Beat me at golf?
With one hand tied behind my back.
You put your golf clubs where your mouth is.
Any time.
And after I beat you at golf, I'll give you a bowling lesson.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then I'll beat you at pool.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, that's so.
Oh, listen to them fighting.
Yeah. Thank goodness they're friends again.